John Holmberg's Morning Sickness. The 98 KUPD.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. But before you do that, Brady, I just got a package in the mail. This is the type of mail I get.
You got photos?
You get stuff at your work. You know, people out there got your work. You get mail. Usually it has something to do with, like, your job. This is what I get. Hello, Morning Sickness Show. I'm David Butler, your favorite teacher arrested for crack cocaine. When I was on probation, someone told me you guys talked about me. I wish I'd have heard it, but I slept for almost a week straight after not sleeping for 8 solid months. Take care and God bless David. And he sent me some books that he's been working on and writing. One is that, of course, he's found Jesus. Jesus, it used to be crack, and now Jesus is around. So he sent me the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are real.
I think I remember this guy.
I vaguely remember. And then A Day at the Park with Friends, which is just colored renderings of
adult
children.
Adult coloring?
Adult drawings and colorings.
Oh, okay.
But they're not adult like that. You know what I mean? It's like an adult with crayons. A Day at the Zoo with Friends by Christopher David. And these, and
what was his name again? I got to look.
His name's David Butler. But I don't know who Christopher David is, but I think that's his pen name for children's books. He's autographed all of them. Y'all Know Let's Go Bowling. Very interesting children's books for us to peruse. And then something about David Butler's personal story is moving. Readers who are struggling or family members struggling with addiction or suicide identity may find encouragement in Butler's account. So there he sent us this.
There
for
you
some
go.
Reason. Well, I'm not struggling with any of that. I don't need this, so.
Mesa teacher on drug charges, yeah. 2005.
Yeah, he contacted us a long time ago. Well, David, I'm glad you've straightened it all out. Now, don't start pushing it on me. You used to do crack and have fun, and then all of a sudden you straightened your life out, and suddenly it's my problem? Why do I have to read your books about this? I don't understand it.
When the officers walked up to him, court records state Butler pulled a rock of crack cocaine out of his front pocket and said he had just bought it for $40. 40-year-old math teacher.
All right, David. Yeah, I'm thrilled that you straightened it out, but this is my least favorite thing about addicts. When you were fun and ruining your life.
Well, see, you're assuming that he's sending that to you, you know,
my
to
name
to
was
turn,
on the
yeah, I know, no, but as to convert you, like you have an addiction.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but why would you send somebody who's not addicted?
Because he's promoting his books.
I'm promoting anything. This says,
yeah, you are.
Well, I'm not I'm telling him I don't want it. This is a poor review, Brady. That's not a promotion. It's a poor review.
You haven't read them yet.
Yeah, I already know it's a poor review. I have nothing to relate to this. Addicts, you can't start handing your stuff out after you figure it out to people who aren't addicted or
didn't
ask.
Does he say within the lines on the coloring book?
Let me see. I wonder if his editor made him. Let's take a look. And why do I get these children's books?
It makes sense. He's sticking to his field, you know, as a teacher.
Yeah. All. Right. Well, you want him to talk to the kids as much as possible.
He's got a character in there called Rocky.
Somewhere in the middle of this children's book. Well, it's true. Somewhere in the middle of this children's book. The kids are at the park, and then one starts doing crack. I'm not kidding.
The friends remembered what their uncle said. Try drugs and you'll be dead.
Make good choices, David.
Okay.
Uncle said he loved us very much. Doesn't want us to do that stuff.
I made a bad choice. Don't try drugs.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Okay.
We won't do drugs.
Whoa. A cat.
Well, it makes sense as a kid if I'm going to, you know, hear from somebody. I want somebody to live through it. Out the other end.
Don't be influenced by someone bad, he said, because he had. Uncle told them that he'd tried them. Drugs made him sick. But he also told us that he could for hours.
They should have omitted that one.
Yeah, I should have edited that out. Once Uncle got a prostitute for an entire weekend and had anal sex.
What's that? Y'all know, let's go.
Anal sex with a prostitute led to more bad decisions.
Don't be like your uncle.
This is the book, Don't Be Like Your Uncle, not At the Park with Friends. Well, thank you, David. But again, it's like I always tell comedians who sober up or bands that sober up, don't waste half the time up on stage telling us how wrong we are. My aunt lived her life, man. Studio 54. Doing all the fun stuff, and now all of a sudden, all she talks about is telling you how wrong you are for not buying Jesus and all that. I'm like, wait a second now. Let me have my fun. If I find it, I find it. Otherwise, leave me alone.
Well, he's trying
to leave that to us.
He's talking to kids, though.
All right, all right. He was a kid once. Everybody tells kids don't do drugs. Good majority of them still do it. It's not working. So let's just let them find their own path, eh? Especially because I ain't no kid. I'm 45 years old. I need some former addict handing me books telling me to do different. F you. Now I want to do crack. I didn't before you started preaching don't do crack to me. Now I'm going to try it. Just to spite you.
That's not great.
We've had that offer before.
It's the anti-message.
A lot of talk.
I won't do it, but I want to. Hey, I remember you used to be kind of fun.
Yeah, I had a real problem. Now I want to talk to you about the Lord.
Oh, no, you're one of those. You're a guy who can't stop talking about it or you'll go back to it. Be normal. Brady, please, for God's sakes, entertain me.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue, Chandler and Scottsdale. Sign up to be a VIP member at PorkopolisBBQAZ.com. You'll get $5 to Porkopolis, and you'll be in a drawing for a Green Mountain Smoker from Barbecue Island Outdoor.
Would you want some guy who used to come to Porkopolis all the time? All the time. Loved him.
Funny. Fun. Came in there every day. Had a heart attack. Came in skinnier and then just told you all about how bad it was to eat pork and sat in your restaurant and told
you, worse yet, tells
you,
tells
you're
your
doing
customers.
It all wrong. This is bad. This is what led to my... You'd kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
I would have an enjoyable dinner with him.
Once. You wouldn't have an enjoyable dinner with him. He'd eat a salad and tell you what's happening to your body. He'd Morgan Spurlock the whole meal.
And I don't know if this guy's trying to do that by sending the
Don't
books.
Even send this to me. What's he trying to do?
Show he's turned his life around. He's written some books. Pass them out.
I don't want him. No. You're one of those weirdo addicts. You're Louis Anderson at the end of his thing.
I used to have a problem with alcohol. Can we turn the lights down?
Last 20 minutes of his stand-up are telling you how wrong you're living your life.
You know what you've been doing wrong?
I don't want to
hear
your
whole life for years?
What?
Not pronouncing Bill Belichick's last name.
Yeah, evidently correctly. There's rumor it's different.
Chick?
Belichick?
Yeah. Belichick.
Belichick.
And I at the Belichick. End, everybody always says Belichick.
Belichick. Belichick.
Yeah. But he could correct everybody.
He doesn't care. He's on to...
I could correct you if it matters.
He's on to Miami.
It doesn't matter. At all.
So, Chris.
It's a non-topic. I don't even want to take any questions about it. Anybody else have anything? Coach Belichick. Yeah. What do you want?
He doesn't even care if they call him by their
Did
wrong
I
name.
Do it right?
Will.
It doesn't matter.
Will. Hey, William. Are you scared of Jay Cutler?
You very nearly made me laugh.
This close.
It was really cool. Really close to it.
When was the last time you laughed, sir?
Somebody sent me a dick pic of you.
He fired
What year?
It was 2 days ago.
That was me.
I know, I already said that.
It starts turning into the dozen.
Right. Your mom is so fat. She put on heels to go to work this morning and came home in flats. We're on to Miami.
Now that would be a fun press conference. Yeah,
the dozens with Bill Belichick. Your teeth are so yellow. I can't believe it's not butter.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Chris Pratt loves to hunt. And he was a Twitter Q&A. Someone asked him what his favorite animal to hunt is. And he showed a picture of a deer he just bagged. He says, he loves to elk hunt, but here's the deer that I got. Congrats on your deer. Another fan said,
murderer.
2017 and people still hunt?
Ugh.
Still?
Stop.
How? And Chris replied, well, people hunt by using modern firearm, archery, right. Or muzzle-loading equipment. There's an application process for licenses and tags.
Explain the entire process.
Which are available
There's
during the shoot.
Education process.
Yeah.
During the short, strictly enforced seasons.
Can we make it so... everyone who says the year as their argument is immediately told they're idiots. I mean, it's 2017. Shut. That is not an argument to anything. That's just stating the time. You're basically what you might as well just saying, it's 71 degrees outside. Yeah, it's a fact. That's it. That has nothing to do with anything. You know what they used to say in 1980? It's 1980. It's the same argument every year. People don't ever say, wow, it's 2018 and things have gone backwards because it's 2018. It's not. It's the worst argument ever. It's proof you don't know what you're talking about. You're trying to just say what year it is as if you're so progressive and everyone's behind you.
One must complete a hunter safety test to be eligible. I hope this helps.
Right. And also, enjoy your leather purse, leather wallet, leather shoes, else is all the things that get products. Killed from animals. And yes, it's 2017 and people still hunt because you know why? If they didn't, animals would overpopulate, our fault, start diseases all over the place, and we'd have dead, starving animals a lot. I don't like hunting for me because it's not a fun sport to me. I don't like it the same way I don't like soccer, but I understand that it's necessary for certain aspects of why our overpopulated earth. And plus, some people really enjoy it, and they eat the food, and that's fine. Anti-hunter.
It's not for you.
They don't understand it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's ban hunting. You know what? Hunters would do it, too. Let's ban hunting for 2 years. Ban it for 2 years.
And all those hippies that live near wooded areas would be overrun.
Watch what happens. Mm-hmm. You get overrun by all sorts of stuff.
Even here. Coyotes.
Coyotes. Well, we don't. The coyotes aren't hunted.
No,
you're legally still allowed to shoot them, but not in the streets. But
Forbes released their annual rundown of the world's highest paid musicians. And number 10, $66.5 million, Metallica.
Wow. Well, they had a good tour last year.
Yeah. Adele, $69
million. See, that's what sucks for Metallica. Adele gets that. Metallica splits it four ways.
Bruce Springsteen. $75 million. He's number eight.
Jeremy's very excited since he's evidently somehow Methuselah, related.
Of course.
He's hoping Justin Bieber.
Nebraska!
Got the exact same sounding vocal cord problem. The Biebs pulled in $83.5 million. Guns N' Roses, $84 million. Coldplay, $88 million.
They do well.
Then you're back to The Weeknd, $92 million.
Wow. Holy crap.
Drake, $94 million. Beyoncé, $105 million. Number one, Diddy, $130 million.
He's got his hands in everything.
Good Lord.
But his money he's making isn't from music anymore.
Is it from the vodka money?
It's from everything.
The rock?
I have no idea. I haven't heard a Diddy song since the terrible
Godzilla movie. He's
got that Godzilla
new singing
movie.
Show come out. Though.
Yeah, I know. He produces stuff, but $130 million.
To jump back here real quick, we just got this text in. Please, please ask John if he remembers Mr. Berman from Roosevelt Elementary.
Sure.
He got busted for his giant cocaine problem.
Really? Allegedly.
What teacher was Mr. Berman?
I think he was social studies. Maybe math. I don't remember. But I do remember him.
Was he like a youngish teacher?
See, I was a kid, so everybody seemed old. Yeah. He probably was in his late 20s and early 30s. Mr. Berman.
We got a little coke problem here. Mr. Berman's going to take a few days off, and I'm going to try to regroup. You know, maybe come back in a couple of years. But right now, Mr. Berman's going to pass it over to Mrs. Pace, your new teacher, while I try to figure out life. And then I'm going to come back and teach math and teach you kids a little about Jesus.
And we do have two proper uses of the year.
No. Oh, okay. I vote 2018, we start open season for dumb people. It's 2017. Time to quit comedy, Gilroy. That's the only time that I'll let that be an argument. Is Gilroy still doing comedy? I mean, Jesus, it's 2017. That's just a chronological complaint. Like he's been at it way too. I mean, seriously?
That is
it's 2017. It hasn't worked
still?
By now. Right. He's going to go into 2018 thinking he should be a comedian still? Oh, Gilroy.
Original Survivor winner Richard Hatch is divorcing his husband of 14 years.
Oh, he's a sneak.
Caitlyn Jenner's house hasn't been affected by the L.A. wildfires, but the 60-mile-an-hour winds
blew her skirt up.
And the roof of the house.
Holy Moses.
Damage. Her dog also went missing, but he found her. And we heard the dog.
Go ahead.
Is now relating to a squirrel.
It's identifying
as a squirrel.
Man, yeah. Squirrel. Came back different.
And that's okay.
Q
Casey Affleck and his wife are divorcing, and it's finalized, and TMZ got a hold of the...
Oh, boy. What'd he do?
Well, they're divorced, but they got a hold of the what he has to pay. Which is interesting, is how much money do you think Casey Affleck made?
How much he make?
A year. What's he making a year?
Just right now, it's different all the time. Probably like $20 million.
He pulls in $400,000 a year.
Oh. Well, that's what he's claiming in the divorce. That's pretty smooth. Nice
he's
job.
He's paying her $4,000 a month.
Oh, man. He got off like
he's also
really
going
easy.
To pay the private school tuition for the kids in the next 2 years.
Right. Now, is that going to be...
As for spousal support, he's not paying her anything.
Well...
They could have it.
Can they get him again when he gets his $20 million deal for the Academy Award movie he just got? He's going to get a big paycheck the next time he does a movie.
Russell Crowe had to apologize. He was receiving an award at the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Arts Awards. And the movie was from a 1992 movie he did called Romper Stomper. And he did it with Jacqueline McKenzie. And he was the edited speech. He said, I just want to talk about what binds us together. There's two things, really. One is abiding passion and for our pursuit, and the other is sensitivity. I was sodomizing Jackie McKenzie on the set of Romper Stomper, and I didn't actually intend to do that. But I was trying to keep my bits away from her bits, and she'd been given one of those pieces of elastic that girls get when you do these scenes,
right?
Which protects them from all things. And my bits and pieces were a little in a little canvas sack with a drawstring, and it was actually my desire to keep the bits apart. It wasn't until the opening night of that film that it was pointed out by none other than Jackie McKenzie's beautiful late mother that we were, in fact, in her mind, engaged in sodomy.
Right.
Anyway, that was
that's
just a
acting.
Story about sensitivity.
It's a good acting.
And that's my story about sensitivity.
He drinks a little. And then he sings about someone called Raywin.
Good jam.
Yeah. So I sodomized Raywin.
And the sex crimes and allegations. Megyn Kelly was at Fox News. She had a conversation with Alec Baldwin on the Today Show yesterday.
Megyn Kelly did?
Yeah. It would never happen on Fox News, but it did on the Today
right.
Show. Alec called for some restraint from the media in reporting on allegations.
He's worried.
Said you certainly want to see everyone who's
worried.
Guilty of something and who have done bad things, wrong things to hurt people. But let's settle down on the allegations first. Let's do some research and
He's worried. There's something
to
that.
That goes,
but, yeah, but he's worried. He's not doing it because he's like trying to be forward thinking. He's like, let's just calm down a little bit before this gets out of hand, because he's thinking of the 80s.
But that time has passed, man. People have been reporting stuff before they research or dig into it forever.
Yeah, the truth is dead.
For years.
Truth is completely gone. The internet has killed it, and now it's just whatever you say goes.
Yeah, maybe 20 years.
Yeah, but I mean really dead now, but you're probably right. Like 2 decades ago, it really started to be like, let's just say something, and then people will live with that.
Get it out first.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Be number one, and then we'll deal with whether we're right or wrong later.
AFI's list of the year's top movies. The Big Sick, Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Florida Project, Get Out, Lady Bird, The Post, The Shape of Water, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Did you say The Post?
The Post.
What the hell is that?
I don't know what that one is.
That's coming out. It's Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. And
Just give it awards.
Yeah, I guess.
Pile awards on that. That should just be called Oscar, the movie.
Have they ever done a movie together?
No, but they're cornering the market. This would be illegal in Wall Street
and
if you got these two together.
And it's done by Spielberg.
Ah, forget
Come
it.
On. It's over.
All they have to do is, and you know what it is? It's Tom Hanks teaching Meryl Streep how to run the post in basketball. It's just a 2-hour documentary about
horrible plot.
Her posting up and learning how to play in a women's basketball league for people over 60. I'll watch it. The acting will be great no matter what. And by the end, I'll believe that Meryl Streep hits that hook shot and was the best basketball player I'd ever seen.
Chris Novoselic joined Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters on stage in Eugene, Oregon.
Cool.
Big Me the other day. And then Joe Perry released a new song from his solo album.
Oh, boy.
And the world said no.
The world said
And it's Robin Zander from Cheap Trick on the vocals.
You didn't seem real confident with the title of the song. I, or.
I.
Is it Eeyore?
I think so. No. I think it's I, you know, like
A-Y-E, yeah. I. Hmm. So it's just Joe Perry playing guitar and Robin Zander singing instead of the...
And this...
Oh, we have a clip.
Oh, is this it? Super modern flair there.
KSL.
The name of the album is I Hate Steven Tyler. You can pick it up. It's got
X. Now back to Neander Tim and Neandermark. Neandermarmer. The Neandermark Tim Show.
It's 9:31. That's it. Let's get the Guadalupe Square show. Get the heck out of here. Huh?
Everyone. In the United
States. All right, we'll get
What's
to that.
What's going on?
Brady's dentures fell out.
Oh. I'm confused. What happened?
Brady started to do it. He's got into the squares early for no reason.
Wait, that's your secret square?
Yeah, it's the same one as the guy up top. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's having a little stroke.
No.
All right?
Yeah. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you. He's closing it up, see? That's a good one. There you go. That's it. The Guadalupe Squares are coming up next. You want to play? 260-9800. A couple of people, one perhaps female, one perhaps male. That would help. If you want to play, we got tickets to the Happy Endings Comedy Show next Saturday with Jay Moore, Craig Gass, Gary Cannon, and now... Chuck Bartel.
Right.
Fantastic. Our fourth guy. It's 98 KUPD. Square's coming up.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.